This is Dr. Leung, L-E-U-N-G. Good thing for patient. Last name is Armstrong. Armstrong. First name is Robert. Date of visit is August 28, 2025. Date of birth is April 5, 1948. Referring physician is S. Hassan, H-A-S-A-N. And next doctor is M. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A. Next paragraph. Dear doctors, I have the pleasure to see Robert today for initial evaluation for right leg stiffness. Next paragraph, history present in this patient is a 77-year-old female, a male. Male, common chief complaint of right leg stiffness. The first physician tells me that he's been having increasing right leg stiffness since January of 2025. He described that he was playing golf, and since then he's been having significant right leg swelling. As a matter of fact, both of his legs are swelling. Patient has significant pain symptoms in the right leg because of the stiffness. Patient has difficulty with mobility. Have seen 13 specialists and doctors. No one is able to tell him what that is, what he has. A patient also seen Stanford Pain Management, have a nerve implanted, but removed within 3 weeks because of the significant edema fluid. Patient also had the MRIs of the spine. Next paragraph, past medical history, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, thyroid problems. Past medical history, left of rotator cuff surgery in 2010. Next paragraph, medication, lisinopril 10 milligrams a day, atorvastatin 10, 40 milligrams a day, levothyroxine, Flomax, vitamin B shots, and vitamin D. Next paragraph, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, patient is married with 3 children. Patient is retired. Patient does not smoke. Patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Next part, review system. Patient has right leg muscle pain and muscle cramps. Patient very stiff on the right leg. Patient also tingling numbness in the right leg. Next paragraph. Neurological examination, mold examination. Patient has significant increase in muscle tone in the right leg. He has increased muscle tone in the entire right leg. Patient is not able to bend the right knee because of the significant muscle tone. Patient is not able to bend and flex the right ankle because of significant muscle tone. I was not able to bend his right knee and my ankle, which also significant swelling in both legs. Next paragraph. Diagnostic test and EMG nerve conduction study was performed today. Due to the significant edema in the legs, it is a suboptimal study. I was not able to stimulate most of the nerves. Progressive increase in muscle tone in the right leg, since January 2025. It is associated with significant pain. I was not able to bend his right knee and right ankle because he has significant increase in muscle tone. Patient tells me that he has seen. He has seen 13 specialists and doctors, and nobody able to figure it out why his right leg is all stiff. Differential diagnosis would include a stiff person syndrome, severe dystonia, I would like him to get worked up for this stiff person syndrome. Next paragraph recommendation, explain to patient of the above differential diagnosis. Next number, I will refer the patient to Stanford Neurology Department, Neuromuscular Disorder Clinic. To repeat the EMG nerve conduction study, and also evaluate for stiff person syndrome. Next number. I will also fax all the cervical spine MRI and lumbar spine MRI to Stanford Neurology Department. I do not think his symptoms are related to lumbar spondylosis. First up, he does have some arthritic changes in the lumbar spine MRI camera. However, I do not think that is the cause of his symptoms. Next paragraph of this marks identification. Next patient, the last name is Oliver. First name is Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-K. Date of visit is August 26, 2025. Date of birth is April 9, 1963. Next paragraph, referring to the physician is Valley State Prison. Next paragraph, she complained to dementia. Next paragraph, history present noon. This patient is a 62-year-old male, comma, chief complaint of dementia. First up, had previously seen the patient on February 25 of 2025. First up, a patient has been taking the medication, memantine, comma, 10 milligram pills, comma, twice a day. First up, a patient continues to have significant memory deficits. A patient does not know why he's here. He has very poor memory. He does not know his medical records. Next we have neurological examination, mental site examination. Patient is awake and alert. He does not know the year. He does not know the month. He does not know the date. However, he knows his date of birth. His date of birth is April 9, 1963. Patient knows that. He does not know why he's here. Serial 7 is 0 out of 5. 5-minute short-term recall is 0 out of 3. Patient has poor judgment and poor insight. Dementia, comma, advanced. Patient also bifrontal encephalomalacia and brain MRI, comma, that was likely due to head injury. A MOCA examination, comma, patient is very poor on the MOCA examination score. A patient does not know the year, month, and date. 5-minute short-term recall, 0 out of 5. Serial 7 is a 0 out of 5. Patient is disoriented to time, date, and situation. Next part of condition, explain to patient above diagnosis. Next up, continue patient on memantine 10 milligrams, 1 pill BID. Next up, continue donepezil 23 milligrams, 1 pill per day. Explain to patient the common side effects. His prognosis, a patient has poor prognosis from the dementia. Recommendation of follow-up with the neurologist in 6 months. This marks identification. Next patient last name is Garrison, G-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. First name is Janice. August 25, 2025. Next paragraph, a chief complaint, a headache. Chief complaint is papilledema on eye exam. Next paragraph, history present in this patient is a 31-year-old female. Chief complaint of the papilledema. The ophthalmologist. The patient was found with significant papilledema bilaterally. A patient also have headaches. Date of service is August 28, 2025. A patient tells me that she was in the emergency room 2 days ago. Patient had a lumbar puncture done. She tells me that the lumbar puncture opening pressure was 29 centimeter water pressure. The lumbar puncture was done at Jamir Medical Center. Paragraph. Patient also had a brain MRI done before. Intracranial hypertension. Patient had lumbar puncture done 2 days ago at John Muir Medical Center, comma, and the opening pressure was 29 centimeter water pressure, according to the patient. Recommendation explained to the patient. Recommendation explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Given the significant high intracranial pressure, Tama, a patient, I will recommend patient to see a neurosurgeon for possible a VP shunt for staph nixumber. Nixumber, I recommend patient continue to take the Diamox, Tama, 500 milligrams twice a day for staph. Patient tells me when she takes three times a day, she becomes very nauseated. Patient is not able to take higher dosage. Next up, I'll also prescribe her Zofran, 4 milligrams a day is needed. And some of our patient also have a patient tells me that she was previously diagnosed with sleep apnea. First, I explained to the patient that she need to use she need to go on CPAP therapy. Next number. This marks the notification.